Humans, McKenna, Miss McKenna Beckman. I've known her for a very long time. She's a dear friend and someone perfect to have as my first co-host and or a guest. So we're going to be talking about all things spiritual today. If you know me well, you know this is me. It just is one of my favorite things, and I want to basically just talk about it with other people, get it out there. I think it's going to be really fun. So, Miss McKenna, introduce yourself.
Hello. I am McKenna. What should I say?
It's okay. I've known her since eighth grade, and we became super close in high school and college, continued that friendship. We were together at ISU.
We've always been kind of like witches in a way. Right. We have the spiritual. We've always like bonded over that, I feel like.
Yeah, we call each other our spirit animals.
We seriously, like, we always have, even in high school, I think.
Yeah, I don't
seriously,
even know.
But we probably didn't know what we meant by that until now, because we're so, like, into our spirituality and, like, all the things.
Oh, yes. Like, you're one of the people that just totally gets me. I could talk about this for hours with, we're on the same page. You're the one who... I had heard that term before, but not very much, and then, like, you started saying it, like, you're my spirit animal. I was like, I love that. Like, it just, I resonated with it so much. That's what I call you all the time. Also, going back to, like, spirituality, I feel like we both really connected with it. It was summer going into junior year of college. Like, we had both gotten Reiki done. Like, yes. I don't know, it's weird. It, like... The universe brought that to me, like, out of nowhere. It was, like, once I found out one thing, I found out another, but, like, you also happened to know about it, too.
Right.
And then we were feeding off each other.
But we hadn't, like, acted on it. We'd just, like, known about it, kind of, but we hadn't, like, gotten Reiki or actually, like, gone and made it. Like, we didn't do it in the tangible sense. Like, at least for me. Like, you introduced me to, like, actually doing Reiki instead of me just, like, oh, reading my horoscope or whatever.
Right.
Like, I actually, like, got into it because of you and, like, saging, like, all of the, like, physical stuff. Like, you manifested
it.
Oh, well,
thank you.
That makes sense.
I'm glad I had an influence.
But, yeah, I remember when we got Reiki done, I was like, what is this sorcery? But it was so cool. Like, I think that opened my eyes for sure.
Right? Because I just remember... Also, you had told me about The Secret, like the documentary on Netflix. There was a book. I hadn't read the book, but you told me about it, and I watched it. And at that time, too, like, I just wanted, for whatever reason, started thinking about crystals, because I was around so many people in college, and some I got along with better than others, and I just couldn't understand why, like, there were certain people that I didn't want to be around, or just, you, like...
Right.
I was learning the concept of picking up other people's energy.
Exactly.
And so, for whatever reason, I thought of crystals, and then I started doing research, and then you told me about The Secret. Like, it all was, like, this synchronicity.
I know.
And then, actually, you were the one who told me about Reiki, now that I...
Did I?
...think of it. Yeah, you told me what it was, and then I was like, I have to try this, and then we ended up...
Really?
...booking appointments and getting it done. I had planned to talk about Reiki in another episode, which I will. Like, I'll dive in deeper, but, like, what was your experience with it?
So, I didn't know what to expect. I remember, like, vividly and distinctly when we went to our appointment, and I remember being so nervous. I don't know why, but they had, like, all the crystals and all of the things, and these people who worked there were just, like, so into it, and I got the best vibes, but I didn't, I don't want to say that I was uncomfortable, I just, it, like, was so real to see people actually, like, living a life of spirituality and stuff. Right. It was
probably more so just, like, new and
exactly.
kind of weird, but not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way at all. And then when we actually went back, because I don't remember if you went first or if I went first, but I don't remember what she said specifically, but I remember being very calm during it and just, like, really succumbing, I guess is the word, to the process. And I really, really enjoyed it. And I need to go back. I don't know why
it's taking me so bad. I literally keep telling you, because that was 2014. So that's been 7 years.
So
that's a long time
ago.
Yeah, so you, wow. I keep begging you to go back, because I know you could use it, especially right now with everything going on. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, Reiki is energy healing. It originated from Japan. It's been around for years, but isn't really practiced as much in, like, the Western culture as the Eastern culture.
Which is why I think I was so like, okay, what is this, when we actually went and did it in real life? Because, again, like, all of that stuff was, like, my mom had told me about The Secret, and then I talked to you about it, yada, yada, yada. But then we actually went and did it, so that's why it was just so new
and overwhelming.
And that
was a game changer. Exactly. Like, experiencing it, because people always ask me, what is that? Is it like a massage? Like, you can get a Reiki massage, but full-on Reiki, they just
it's a massage
have
for your soul.
Yeah, right. Like, it aligns your chakras, it clears the energy, it's a tune-up, like how you're saying, I need a tune-up. Like,
literally.
It literally is a tune-up for, like, everything that you're going through. And I'm trying to remember, like, my first experience with it. I literally felt, like, a current of energy around me. Like, it's just something you can't explain until you do it. And I was like, is this
like
real? What is happening? Like you said, what is this sorcery? But I was, like, in love. I was like, okay, now I'm hooked.
Because nobody was doing that. Like, I know that people are so spiritual now. Everybody is, like, after quarantine and stuff, into horoscopes and, like, astrology. But I feel like you and me, for whatever reason, we just picked up on that way ahead of the game.
Right, for
so
sure.
So we were, like, the trailblazers.
We liked it before it was cool.
Exactly.
But it is crazy. Like, I have seen in culture now more so, like, this new age spirituality. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are talking about
normal.
It, liking it. Like, when we had that Christmas star with, like, the conjunction between the planets, like, everyone knew about it. I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean everyone knows about this? I don't understand. Like, it was crazy. I'm glad that more people are learning about it, because there's so many benefits to it. We're kind of getting away from, like, that old school religion. And then, actually, speaking of new age spirituality, I love that they coined the term new age, because it's actually not new. Like, a lot of this has been around for centuries.
It's,
like,
new to us in the Western era, or whatever, the Western hemisphere, whatever they want to call it. We're like prescription type people over here in the States. Like, nobody thinks of medicine as, like, dealing with your spirit or your energy.
Yeah, like a holistic standpoint, which is a lot of what spirituality is.
Right, it's new to us, but, like, people have been doing this, like, in Asia for centuries.
Literally in, like, BC, like, before Christ.
BC, like, they wrote on stone.
Yeah, like the concept of dharma and karma, that's like a very central point in Hinduism. Okay, Hinduism has been around, again, for how many years?
Exactly.
And then you have Reiki and chakras, which, like, Japan, like, again, Japan's been doing the whole Reiki thing for however long now. Mm-hmm. So, when I was looking up this whole new age spirituality concept, it started coming over here in, like, the 60s and 70s, like, when the hippie era was around. So that's when it was first introduced here, and, like, a lot of people scoffed at it even back then, like, okay, what is this, like, nonsense? But it is, like, becoming, what's the word I'm looking for? I hate when I'm at a loss for words.
I know, not acceptable, more like,
Well, it's becoming normalized. The new norm. Like, people yes. are shying away from religion. They're accepting this new exactly. concept.
Exactly. Like, when we grew up, it was all about, like, oh, you're a Christian or you're a Lutheran or what. Like, you had to be coined with a religion. But now I feel like people are more comfortable. Like, you can still be religious, but you're comfortable being spiritual because that means something way more than just, like, what you read in a Bible or something. Like, it has to do with, like, your presence, your energy. I don't know. Yeah,
I really dislike the fact that spirituality, people think of it as going against religion when they can coexist together. Like, being spiritual, a lot of it is, yeah. like, the holistic approaches, like, the yeah. energy, the Reiki, like, so many things that I'm yeah. going to talk about now that yeah. anyone can do. It doesn't have to go against your religion.
No,
you know?
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's interesting. Why I've always, like, liked this stuff, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know. My family, like, my mom and my uncle were always super into it. I've always felt yeah. drawn to it for whatever reason. And then, speaking of numerology, which I showed mm-hmm. you your numerology report. I did mine. I was doing it for, like, everybody. I was so obsessed with this yeah. video because it was very spot on. So again, spot another on. Topic I'll probably dive more into at a different point. But, like, oh, yeah. for me specifically, it said... So you have, like, your life path number, expression number, and your soul urge number. So for my expression number, it was 7, which is all about being, like, mystical and liking mm-hmm. things that are esoteric. Oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. people have always, that's you. Like, when they yeah. see me, when they're, oh, yeah, that's Adriana with, like, her crystals and, like, her right. Reiki. And, like, that is just, I guess, what I embody. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Is that number... Like, you said number 7, or that, what is that number called?
The expression number.
Expression. So, expression number is, like, who I, like how I perceive you?
Correct, yeah. Okay. Just kind of, like, the vibe I give off, how people perceive me, that sort of thing. I don't remember what yours was. I'd have to go back and,
I
like...
I don't remember what mine is either, but I know it was spot on.
So many whatever people's, it like, was. It's, yeah, I should make it, like, an Excel spreadsheet so I can go back seriously? And, like, keep track of everyone. Okay, so let's talk about the concept of energy, because we keep saying that. Like, energy. So from a scientific standpoint, they say energy cannot be created or destroyed. If you look at the simplest definition, it's the ability to do work. So energy is how things change and move. It's everywhere around us, and it takes all sorts of forms. And I think paying attention to energy in our yeah. life is so important. Like, yeah. we talk about it all the time.
It's like the... pinnacle. Like, for me, especially with my anxiety, that energy is huge because energy directly relates to my mood, my anxiety, how I feel. So I'm very conscious of my energy all the time. Like, I think over the last, like, maybe 2 years, 2-3 years, I've become more conscious of it, like, all the time. It's always about, like, how is my energy right now? Because
yeah, like, only how is my energy it. Affecting other people? How is other
exactly.
people affecting me?
Exactly.
What do I need to do to, like, change it up and make it better?
Yep. And it could be a person, a place, like, your environment. Like, energy is just, like, it's just all around. I don't yeah. know. It's like the air.
I didn't even, like I said, really didn't know or pay attention to what this thing was I was feeling until... 7 yeah. years ago, and then I fell down a rabbit hole of everything. Mm-hmm. So I read this quote, I cannot remember where it's from, but it said, the body can physically reject someone's energy. You will start to feel anxiety anytime bad energy disturbs your spirit. Listen to your body.
Yes, so that's exactly what I
like,
was saying.
I had it where, you know, you're, like, going to be in contact with someone, or they really just... Yeah. You don't vibe with them. Like, you don't like their presence. They mm-hmm. bother you. Like, I've had people that... Like, how do I explain it? That I know that I'm going to be in contact with, and right. my heart starts racing. Yeah. Like, it's not a good feeling. It no. is that anxiety feeling.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm way more aware of it, and I can prepare myself for it because I know, like, okay, my energy, my mood might shift, so I need to do X, Y, and Z to prepare for whatever.
Right.
Like, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, energy. That's my, like, go-to word.
Seriously, that just encompasses everything around you everything. All the time, and yeah. having to, like, protect your energy and yourself, because it's so important. And that is one thing that why people have anxiety or feel drained, or because you're giving your energy to things you shouldn't, people are taking your good energy.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's like totally a cycle. And then also, I had mentioned that Law of Attraction book and documentary.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure the documentary is still on Netflix, but I highly recommend it for everyone to watch. It's great. So I found... Okay, I'll admit, like, I am a culprit of just sitting there and scrolling Instagram, scroll.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have TikTok, can't get on the TikTok.
No, I don't either. Please, no.
Because, like, there's no limit to it.
We had Vine, Adriana. We do not need to be on TikTok. We spent hours upon hours watching Vines.
That's so true.
So we got Vine that out of our system. Exactly. We got it out of our system. I don't need to see TikTok. It always ends up on Instagram anyways. So. Yeah.
It just... Again, like, there's no limit to... You just could scroll for hours.
Forever.
Like, I already waste enough time on Instagram. I'm not doing that with TikTok. Anyway, so I, like, will sit there sometimes and just scroll the Explore page. And obviously, with, like, algorithms, what you look at or save, it's going to give you more of. So there's this one... Like, anytime I find something that I think could really, like, resonate or that I want to talk about on the podcast, I'm going to try to give credit to, like, wherever I found it. So there's this one account called The Universe Calling, and it gave, like, a perfect description of energy givers. So, like, the good things where, like, you need to, like, get good energy from is sunlight, dance, whole foods, hydration, consistent sleep patterns, nature, music, movement, resting, fresh air, decluttering, and setting goals. On the opposite side of that, big energy takers are inconsistent sleep, focusing on the past, junk food, negativity, mess and clutter, overworking, no physical movement, screens, dehydration, stress, alcohol, beer, and resentment.
As you're reading them, like, the good energy, the givers, and then the takers, like, I feel my energy, like, call, like, being called towards, like, writing goals and decluttering all my stuff. Oh my gosh, yeah. That list is, like, 100% accurate.
I know, and some of them are hard to, like, stay away from. Like, a lot of us, we're looking at a screen all day.
Yeah.
We like to unwind with alcohol. Like, my big thing is junk food. That's my vice.
Right.
So that one's really hard, but I think just making a point to remember, like, hey, let's try to, you know, today, normally I would have a glass of wine or I would binge food. Let's try to, like, do something else. So,
but as long as you're aware of it, I think that's the thing about people today. Everybody has energy. Everybody's, like, using it, taking it. But, like, the issue, I think, is people aren't good at understanding the difference, or, like, knowing where their energy is going. We know, like, we know where our energy should be, where we don't want it to be, I guess, but people sometimes forget that you have control over that energy. Like, the ball is in your court. Like, you can either have good energy or you can, like, have the energy sucked out of you.
Yeah, like, you know? Find better ways to replenish your energy, you know
what
I mean? Like, get out in the sun. Who doesn't feel good in the sun? We need that vitamin D, being in nature, even listening to music. Like, it could be so beneficial. And then same thing with the energy takers, like energy vampires, people that literally drain you. Like, after you hang out with them, you just feel, like, tired, not good. Like, you need to recharge after seeing them. Like, they just don't leave you feeling better. And so be aware of that.
Yeah.
Because we've all had them in our life at one point.
For
sometimes, like, I mean, a lot of people are working from home, but, like, in the office, there was always those people. Like, I have so many of them at my current job.
Yeah. Just suck the energy
right
away
from me.
Oh,
here's my crystal.
Seriously? Sage the office?
I know. I go back and forth because sometimes I'm, like, grateful that I can actually leave the house and, like, go to work and interact with people. But then I definitely have those days where I am jealous of people I get to work from home.
And it's, like, a given, like, a push and pull, give and take, I guess, right? Like, some days your energy, like, you just know, like, you know what, my energy's gonna be a little low. Like, me right now, my energy's a little low because I'm moving and I'm just, like, it's just constant, but I'm aware of it and I know that my energy tomorrow is gonna be more fulfilled, I guess. Like,
yeah, or, like, you know what you can do to kind of, like, reset. Like, what are things that you think
exactly
are, that you do for yourself?
Definitely, like, gathering my thoughts. I don't know. Would that be, like, writing goals, gathering thoughts? I guess that could kind of be a good...
Yeah.
Like, for me, putting my energy into that and getting, like, the clutter from my head, that gives me good energy. And
do you write all this down?
Yes, because if I don't, then my head is, like, filled with just, okay, you need to do this, 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 this. Making a plan and being like, okay, I can do this today and then this, you know, like.
And, like, writing a list.
Exactly. And that helps me so much. Otherwise, it just becomes a mess in my head and, yeah. Not good.
No, I'm the same way. Yeah. Writing makes such a difference. Like, mm-hmm. I'll literally journal for hours. Like, yeah. Just write. And people are probably like, well, what are you writing so much? I don't know. I overthink. And yeah. I just have a lot going on up there that I got to compartmentalize at the end of the day. But for me, like, I just love journaling so much. It's, like, the best way for me to get out everything I'm feeling mm-hmm. in a non-judgmental space. I don't have to vent to someone.
Exactly.
And like I said in my last episode, too, like, mm-hmm. your subconscious thoughts really do come through when you mm-hmm. just start going and writing whatever is on your mind.
Right.
It's a place to release without affecting anyone else.
Exactly. No, yeah, I need to get into that more because, yeah, there is, like, a block. Like, we were talking about this maybe, a couple weeks ago? For whatever reason, like, I need a prompt. I can't just, like, write anymore. I used to be able to, but now I can't just, like, right, it's like there's a block. One of my chakras or something is blocked, and it's like, no, I can't write things down.
Yeah,
like just my thoughts.
Start with prompts. Like, so for me, I remember actually, I got this from a TV show where this person was so frustrated and mad, and they wanted to, like, write a letter but not actually give it to mm-hmm. the person, like, just to let mm-hmm. everything out, but you don't know one ever sees it.
Right.
I tried that, and I just, for whatever reason, for me, it stuck. So, like,
yeah.
You're just feeling mad about something, just write everything about why you're feeling
mad.
And I don't know, that for me is where it takes off, and then one thought leads to another. So even just starting with something simple, what is making me frustrated today, and just writing it down.
Exactly. Getting it out of your head, because then it just manifests and, like, grows.
Yeah, you just want, like, that
release it.
Mental clutter and, like, negative energy out. But it's not uncommon for people to, like, need prompts to journal, you know, like, everyone kind of has their own way, but I think we're the same in that, like, making lists and, like,
mm-hmm.
just getting it out on paper for whatever reason, it's very therapeutic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
100%. So, other examples of negative energy. So, we kind of have, like, outside factors for energy givers and takers, but mm-hmm. then there's things that, like, we do internally that can kind of, like, make that worse. And, like, these are, like, the negative energy feelings. Now, it's literally impossible to not feel these feelings. Everyone has felt these feelings at some point in their life, but the more that you hold on to them and don't deal with them is why that negative energy stays and festers and can affect other people. So this also came from, I found this on an Instagram account called Everything Aligns, and it said that, okay, so these are the examples of negative energy internally.
Mm-hmm.
Dishonesty, complaining, being selfish, laziness, sadness, jealousy, confusion, being fake, regret, stress, worry, being superficial, your ego, being self-centered, arrogant, greed, violence, anger, ignorance, fear, impatience, being indecisive, indifferent, uncertainty, loneliness, and inferiority.
Wow. That's a big list.
Yeah. So many feelings. And like I said, we've felt every single one of these at some point in our life, but recognizing like where we need to shift
mm-hmm.
and not holding on to those,
mm-hmm.
I think is really important. And then these are things that give us positive energy internally, or what we should focus on.
Okay.
Giving, forgiving, honesty, love, calm, trust, happy, efficient, passionate, motivated, gratitude, bravery, joy, inspiration, loyal, selfless, proactive, diligent, kindness, creative, responsible, confidence, supportive, and peaceful.
Okay, the one, I agree with all of those, but I want to get your opinion on this one. So for the energy taker, I don't agree with selfish. Well, okay, let me clarify. I feel like being, like, sometimes I need to be selfish in order to, like, restore my energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not everyone has, like, such an imbalance with all of the ones listed. And another concept I will definitely mention is having boundaries. And that has been talked about so much lately.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me really happy because I didn't realize how much I wasn't setting boundaries with people. And I'm sure you have felt the same.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between having boundaries and making sure that you're taking care of yourself first at the end of the day and being just downright selfish. Because we've known those people that are just downright selfish.
Oh,
they have no consideration, no empathy for anyone else.
Exactly.
So that's where that difference, I think, lies.
Yeah.
Because not just being a taker all the time.
Exactly. No, yeah, that makes sense.
But I'm glad that you brought that up, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how some people, like, perceive these words on the list, it could be very different from person to person.
Exactly.
Okay, and then another thing that I had talked about in my last episode that, you know, aligns with all of the spirituality topics, listening to your intuition. So, for you, like, do you think that you listen to it? Is it getting easier? What makes it hard?
I think sometimes, I know when my intuition is calling me. I know when I have that gut feeling, but do I always follow my intuition? No. Am I getting better at it? Yes. I think maybe when I was, like, younger and more immature, like, I tried to defy my intuition. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like now I am definitely more instinctual in that way, but I, like you, I'm an overthinker, so following my gut sometimes gives me anxiety because I'm like, well, what, like, the uncertainty of it, you know what I mean? I almost don't trust myself.
Yeah, and that's such a good point that, like, you just brought up, not trusting yourself.
Yeah.
And that is what your intuition is learning
to
listen to that voice that comes first and to learn how to trust yourself. And we're not taught how to do that at all. Like,
no.
And it's crazy. And I want to teach people how to do that more because it is so important. I feel like it would just lead to people being so much more happy and, like, fulfilled
so
in their life,
like,
too.
So, do you trust your intuition, like, 100%? Or, like how, like, what has your journey been? Like, did you not used to, like, follow your intuition and now you do? Or, like...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it's always that,
just
even when we know it's right, but we want to ignore it, that a lot of times is your intuition talking. But then with our mind, we do, that's when, like, the overthinking starts,
mm-hmm.
or we'll make justifications for, like, why we don't want to feel that way or why that's false. But, like, going forward, like, after everything that I've been focusing on
mm-hmm.
in my life the past couple years, I will follow my intuition 100% every time going forward because it can never really lead you astray. Like, it doesn't. Like,
exactly.
It is there for a reason.
Yeah, you really, 100% over, like, the last couple of years, you definitely are just like, yeah, this is what I'm doing because that's what my body intuition, that's what it's telling me. You are so good at
that. Yeah, like, honing in on it more, I'm telling you, it is a game changer. Like, I want you to start doing it. I want people listening to start doing it.
Yeah.
Like, please, because you just, you can't go wrong. And then it's also one of those feelings where, okay, like, a thought comes up, but then you brush it away or you do something else, and then you're like, God, like, I wish I would have just listened to myself. I had it right the first time.
Yeah, exactly. I just... How, like, but how do you, like, was there a point that you decided, okay, I'm just going with my intuition, I'm just going with what I feel is right, or was it, like, over time?
Yeah, it's something that happened over time. Like, for me, I think being in lockdown with COVID or just having more time to really, like,
get to know yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Getting to know yourself and realizing one of the best ways to get to know yourself is by following your intuition,
mm-hmm.
silencing all the distractions.
Yeah.
Meditation also is a really great way to tap into that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like being comfortable with, like, your thoughts and the silence, I guess. Like, just, like, really getting to know yourself. Like, I would say I know myself and my energy, like, that kind of thing, I'm really good at. I'm really, like, in tune with that. But, yeah, when it comes to, like, my intuition, like, making decisions, I definitely overthink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard not to. And that's why, like, where the journaling comes into play, meditating. Meditating is so hard. And this is, like, a great kind of, like, jump into talking about meditation
mm-hmm.
because I started trying to do it probably, like, a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, being... alone with my thoughts, having the quiet, I have my crystals with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder than you think. Like, sitting by yourself doing nothing, like, you'll start to fidget, you'll start to move. Like, oh my God, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so much harder than it looks. Like,
exactly.
Mastering inner peace and silencing your thoughts is one of the, and again, this is like something that has been around forever in like Buddhism and those Eastern cultures. So I right now can probably do it for 10 to 15 minutes at the most. Like, you know, it's just one of those things that you have to like practice over time. Have you ever like meditated?
I used to try to like actually set aside time to meditate, but now I feel like I'll do it, but when I'm doing something else, like when I'm showering, I'll be alone with my thoughts, or when I'm driving, but I feel like that's almost cheating it, kind of, because you're still distracted. You're not really, like, still with your thoughts. But I guess it's kind of, like, a way of meditation. You're still, like, it's not like I'm on my phone scrolling through or, like, you know
what
I mean?
They say that. They say that even, like, cleaning, showering, doing something almost therapeutic in that way is kind of, like, a source of meditation.
Right.
You can meditate with your eyes closed. But, like, full out, I'm going to sit here.
Yeah, that I have not mastered.
With my eyes closed, like, you will be surprised how uncomfortable you are with it at first, but, like, it's one of those things where once you master it, it has, like, the most benefits, but it is very challenging.
Yeah, I need to, like, that's something that I definitely want to do this year, I think, especially with everything that's going on with my life, making my move to Texas. Like, I just, I don't know, I want to, like, use that time that I will have alone to really, like, start that journey, I guess.
Literally just start with 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Even 5 minutes, set a timer. That's what I do. And, like I said, it's going to feel very weird in the beginning. You'll be like, oh, wow, this is harder than I thought. But even just carving out 5 minutes to do absolutely nothing, like, it will be so beneficial, I promise you.
Do you use a prompt? Or, like,
meditating?
Yeah, you know, like, the Headspace apps, or, like, you know, the different meditation apps that are so popular now that they kind of give you, like, oh, think about this or whatever and meditate on that? Or do you just, like,
you know, I didn't
straight
even
up
know that there were prompts for meditating.
Well, I don't know if it's a prompt, not, like, maybe journaling, but, like, somebody's, like, a guided meditation.
I have done them one time. I honestly forgot about that. There are probably so many apps. Like,
oh,
for me,
so
I just turn on, like, meditation music on
and
YouTube and try to, zone out. But, starting to, like, having, like, a guided one, like you said, that's actually a really good idea.
I feel like that's, I need to start with that for
Do
sure.
It.
Because my thoughts will just be,
beginners.
Like, I'm, like, distracted. I'm like a squirrel. Like,
I'm telling you, like, why is it so hard? And this is, like, the problem with our society now is, like, we have just gotten so used to distracting ourselves and not
oh my gosh.
And
multitasking.
Right. Like, you're seen as more, like, you're just doing better in life, or you're how you should be if it's a juggling act. Like, oh, the more you can pile on, like, the more goals you're achieving, the better you are as a person. Like, no, that's actually not how it's supposed to be at all.
Exactly. As of lately, like, even today, I've seen several people recently, maybe within the last week, talking about overworking and that concept that needs to just, like, be done, because in the United States, that is so how we live our lives. We overwork ourselves. But when you go to, like, Europe or something, they are so slow at everything. Their pace is very much so the complete opposite of ours. So I feel like they would be fine with meditating, because they actually do take the time to, like, enjoy their coffee. They don't have, like, to go
Starbucks on the go.
We're literally always on the go, so when somebody's like, okay, now sit still with your thoughts, you're just like, what? Like, there's something I need to be doing. I need to, like, be doing not only one thing but 2-3 things at once. We're just, like, ingrained to be busy.
Yeah, it's so bad and toxic, and I've been this way my whole life up until recently, and I decided I'm going
to
start changing that. Like,
you have to unlearn it.
And I realized that was a lot of, like, why I was unhappy and unfulfilled and just this, like, what's it called? Like, within myself, I was, like, holding myself back and being my own worst enemy by doing a lot of that, not being present and always, like, needing to be here and set the next goal. And that's great. Like, it's good to have goals, but don't get so caught up in that. Like, all you have is here and now, you know? And I have a really, with my overthinking, like, I will stew about the past, like, so much to where I just get myself in, like, a horrible mood. And I was talking to my therapist, and she literally was like, you know the words I wrote down when you were telling me about that? Wasted energy. Because it is wasted energy.
That is hysterical and so true.
You have to make peace with your past, and you can't look too far into the future. No. And, like, they say when you're looking too far in the future, you're anxious. When you keep looking in the past, you're depressed. Like,
And that's me. I'm on that end of the spectrum. I'm in the future, you're in the past. Like, yeah, we have to be present.
Yeah, finding, like, that balance. Yes. It's so hard.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And that's why I think that you starting to meditate and just, like, being center, you know, like, coming back to yourself, like, that's something that I really had to figure out, especially with everything I've gone through, like, the past year and a half, so I'll probably dive more into that in, like, a later episode. Also, I wanted to bring up the fact that you're moving, but I know you haven't really announced it to the world, so I didn't want to say anything, but McKenna is moving to Austin, Texas. She's making a big move with her boyfriend, and it's something she's been manifesting for
a long time.
Like, I don't even know, at least, like, a year and a half or since I moved back.
For a while, but I would never have expected that this is the way that it would have happened, but again, you just have to take a ride. Like, literally, I just became the passenger, and now I'm in Texas. Like, I don't know how it happened.
I'm so excited for you. Like, I'm so happy, because you also had, like, a very rough year. I mean, a lot of people had a rough 2020, but some more so than others. Exactly. So I was so happy that everything, like, fell into place, and I told you it was, like, as stressful as it is, as much as you want it to happen now, you have to be patient, because those things work themselves out when they're supposed to, and lo and behold, look what happened.
I know. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be, like, the perfect environment. Like, Austin is just a really positive place for me. Texas, I don't know. For whatever reason, I just am drawn to Texas, and I like the energy. I like the vibes that I get, but the being in nature, where we're going to be in Austin, I am so, so excited. I think that is going to be nothing but good for my soul.
Oh, yeah.
To be by water and trees and scenery, and just, it's going to be a good change of pace.
I am so excited for you. I cannot wait to visit.
Oh,
well, yes. Austin's very up and coming. Like, it's such a millennial city, like Nashville or Seattle. Mm-hmm. A lot of tech people there.
Exactly.
But overall, I heard, like, it's a really fun city. I've always wanted to visit, and now I have a perfect excuse to come. And I'm just excited to see, like, the experiences you have and just everything. So it's I'm very happy. Good. Speaking of manifesting, next thing I kind of want to jump into. So with manifesting, like, we're putting things into the universe, essentially, is what that is. What we want to receive or have happen. And I just, like, love doing it now so much. Like, I don't know. It's something so positive. Like, you have to put that energy into the universe, because otherwise, how else is it going to happen?
Exactly. Like, why not? What do you have to lose? My mom, like, because she's the one who introduced me to The Secret, because she saw it on Oprah. And so she introduced me and my family.
It's such, like, a mom thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. She's like, you have to read this book about The Secret. I'm like, what even is this? It was so new to me. But in the book, and she still has this, my mom printed out, they have you, like, practice manifesting, and she had to print out a blank check and, like, write whatever sum of money that she wanted, like $1 million, to manifest, like, good money and wealth. And she has it on her fridge, and she's had it for years. Like, my mom definitely, I feel like, started that whole manifesting thing with, like, money and, like, I don't know.
So, like, so, you saw her do it, and you're like, oh, I should, like, try this too.
Exactly, like, yeah. So, because that was, like, the new thing, like, oh, I'm gonna write a check and, like write it to myself and manifest it, like a vision board. Now everybody has, like, vision boards of what you want to manifest. But yeah, that was, like, my first experience with it. And I think, I don't know, like, you don't have anything to lose by trying to manifest certain things. Like, if it doesn't happen, okay, it doesn't happen. But, like, why wouldn't you put out that good energy towards something that you want to happen? you know.
Right, like it can't do any harm, it could only
exactly.
do good.
Exactly.
And some people think it's like BS, whatever, but
no.
also the thing with manifesting is, depending what you're trying to manifest, it's going to take so much time. Like, you
mm-hmm.
have to be patient. This is not something yeah. you can just snap your fingers.
Mm-mm.
That's not how it works.
Mm-mm.
Like,
no.
That's why you have to keep, like, if you really want it, you're going to keep, like,
exactly.
Putting it out there, being patient,
mm-hmm.
having gratitude, and then in return, the universe will.
Yep.
give you what you want.
Exactly.
Like, I have 2 vision boards,
yep.
and I look at them every single day, and they say that's also really helpful, too, because, like, when you see it every day, it's going to be in your subconscious. It's going to be that reminder,
yeah.
like...
You're putting your energy towards that, like, yeah, 100%.
Right. So, and another thing, like, that what's good with manifesting is having the vision boards, writing affirmations.
Mm-hmm. Affirmations.
Yeah.
That was hard. Now, this... My mom used to be, like, on my case about all the time because, like I said, she was really into The Secret. And it because I had such, like, negative language, I guess, when I was in high school. Like, I just was a little shit. I just really...
We all were.
You know? And it was always... What I was saying was so, like, the negative way of saying it. Like, instead
yeah.
of, like, oh, I want to be... wealthy, or I want to be successful. Like, you have to say, like, I am successful. I am this, because...
That's so true.
Yeah, but even just changing the one word and, like, taking it from, oh, I want this, to, like, I am this, changes everything. And that took me, seriously, so long. She would correct me all the time, like, okay, you need to, like, manifest, like, actually, like, have the affirmation. She, like...
I'm sure back then you, like, rolled your eyes.
I know, I was
like,
like,
I'm so
okay.
glad you did that.
Right? Yeah, but it was all, like... so new. Like, I guess, yeah, even my mom was so into that back then. Like, now that I'm realizing it. And feng shui, like, I know that we wanted to cover that too. She was like, she's like the OG. She really, like, got me into this, I feel like.
Right, you just have all these influences,
yeah.
like, coming at you. Like, it makes me so happy when, like, someone I talk to can, like, relate to me on one of these topics.
Yes.
I have no idea. And, oh my god, so something crazy I saw, again, don't remember where,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if I said this to you, but speaking of affirmations and the
yeah.
words that you put into the universe,
mm-hmm.
so it's not just writing, it's not just the vision boards, it is the words that you speak and changing them and
mm-hmm.
saying, no, instead of I want to be wealthy or having, like, a negative connotation,
yeah.
I am wealthy,
yeah.
I'm going to be wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the reason it's called spelling is because, like, okay, so you have spells that, you know,
okay.
like witches have or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when, with the alphabet, like, when we say words out loud, it's called spelling.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, I feel like there's some sort of, like...
No, what... It all is, like, connect... Okay, that, I didn't, like...
I was, like,
never...
mind-blown when I saw that. Like, okay, is
what?
That where the term spelling comes from? Because...
Okay, now I want to, like, look into the history of that. That is so interesting, but it makes sense.
I know. When I read that, I was like, no, this is what I'm going to believe in. I don't care if it's right. It makes sense to me. It's
wow.
true, though. Like, the words that we're
yeah.
speaking into the universe, like, be careful with it. Say positive things, especially
Seriously.
If you are manifesting.
Be careful what you wish for. Like,
right,
they always say
too.
All of those old sayings, like, that goes directly... into, like, what we're talking about. All
yeah,
of those,
I didn't
like,
think of that one either.
You know, all
yeah.
of those old, like, sayings that people have been saying forever, like, there's a reason why they were saying that, because...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Another helpful thing with affirmations that I've been doing is, like, I'll write a couple on paper and tape it to my mirror, because if I don't see it there every day when I get ready,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to remember to, like, go back in a notebook
right.
that's, like, put away somewhere. So
exactly.
even having one or two things, however, whatever you want, tape it on your mirror or somewhere where you will see it every single day, probably,
mm-hmm.
like, where you look in the mirror and get ready, and it's
yeah.
just a little reminder. So I do that too, which is, you know, really helpful.
I've seen people put it as the background on their phone.
Oh, that's another good
I've
thing
seen
too.
That a lot, like vision boards too. Like, they'll make a collage and they'll put it as their background, which I need to do. You should do that too. I feel like that's a perfect
oh my
place.
Gosh,
you're
perfect
always
way.
Like looking at the background of your phone, like sliding
right.
through your apps, which, yeah, I need to do that. I think that's a perfect,
I love that.
Perfect idea.
Ugh. And then, speaking of feng shui, so, when was it? Okay, so, travel back to 2014 when we're
mm-hmm.
starting to, like,
mm-hmm.
be introduced to this and learn about it. Feng shui had also come up, too.
Yeah.
Like, and I think you were the one, yeah, maybe you had brought it to my attention, and it was probably from your mom.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a whole book on it, and there are people who will design their house and... like the way that it's built to the furniture.
Yep.
All like for feng shui.
Yep.
Like that's gonna be me if I ever have a house.
My gosh, seriously, I'm going to need like, I don't even know what the official term would be, like a feng shui master or something to like do my house. I think you can be, I don't know if this is right at all, but can you be like certified in it or like, I want to say that like I've seen a home design show like on HGTV that somebody actually like was like he studied feng shui or something and he legit knows like, okay.
I'm sure there's experts, but where do you find them? How do you become one? I would love to know.
I would love to know because yeah, I think I know about feng shui, like it's in the back of my mind, but I feel like I could put more energy into it, like, when I'm, like, legitimately just designing my living room.
I was gonna
say, like,
this is the perfect opportunity because you just moved into a new space.
Exactly.
You need to make sure that it's set up right. It gives you an opportunity to, like, set it right. Like, especially when you're first moving in.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, too, make sure you buy some sage.
I was just gonna say that. I need to get sage so I can do that the minute I step foot into that place.
Speaking of sage, so I keep saying that we're jumping from like so many topics.
I know, but there's
so
much to cover.
I know there is. There really is so much. Sage. Okay, so I saged before this episode. Like I cleaned for 3 hours. Like sage the whole house.
Yeah.
So I probably do it like once a month and make sure that when you do, you open the windows to let the negative energy out. Wow. Otherwise, it has nowhere to go. And I think that smudging was, like, a practice that started with Native Americans, I want to say.
It's,
like, I feel
like
I always read that.
It's, I don't know the exact origin. That sounds
right
to me.
Right, so you have all these cultures that have been around forever with these practices, whether it's Native Americans or, you know, somewhere in the East, like India or Japan, yet it's coined New Age here. Like, let me just tell everyone, it's not New Age, okay? These are things that they've been keeping from us that we all need to, like, incorporate into our life. So
exactly.
I needed to, like, let that out.
But seriously, when you really think about it, this is not new at all. We're just, like, calling it new, but it's not.
Yeah,
this
it's,
is,
like, trendy now.
But
it wasn't, you know, always... It's not a trend. It's
no, it's not a trend. It's literally some people's way of life. Like, this is...
It's my new way of life, for sure.
Exactly. It should be everybody's. Maybe we'll have a little bit nicer world to live in if people were...
I think so, too.
You know?
That's why I'm talking about it now. Like,
exactly.
Let's do what we can to, you know, have inner peace, get the energy right, clear out the negative energy. So, yeah, sage is a really good thing to do, like, in your house just every once in a while. Like I said, make sure the windows are open. Also, I think it's really important to do it when you are moving into a new space that someone has lived in before. Because sometimes you don't realize, like, depending who lived there before you, there could be a lot of negative energy still in that place. Like, I was talking to my therapist, and I, you know, bring some of this up to her. And she even, like, mentioned to me, she's like, yeah, you know, we lived in this one house, and I just never felt completely, like, settled or happy there. Like, I always felt there was a weird energy, and I genuinely think it's because of the people that lived there before.
Yeah, 100%. Every time we moved into a new house, my uncle, who's a priest on my dad's side, he would come and bless the house.
Yeah.
So that's the same type of, like... mentality.
Yeah, you could do either. You could bless it.
Exactly.
If you're religious, you could use sage.
Exactly.
You
but it's
do.
The same idea. You, whether you're, you know, somebody who's like a devout, whatever religion you are, or you're very spiritual, like the idea is the same. Get rid of the negative energy and make space for new ones. Like, however you're doing it, from however you get from point A to B, like, just get there, you know? I don't know. I feel like they're like spirituality and stuff, just in general. It's for everybody. Like, you can tailor it and make it your own. Like,
yeah, I feel like there's always something you could take away from it, too. Like, this isn't... I mean, a lot of times I feel like females tend to be more spiritual, but if you're a guy, like, it's can apply to anyone, really. You know what I mean? And this podcast is meant for men and women. Mm-hmm. I want something to resonate with every single person.
Yeah.
You know, there's some that may be tailored more so to one or the other, but for me, my goal really was... just find at least one thing to resonate with, you know, like guy or girl. Like, I want everyone to listen to
exactly.
it. So with feng shui, fresh plants and flowers are really, really good for just having, like, more oxygen and, like, that fresh... because it's hard for people to get out in nature, and so bringing that, like, into the apartment, I should get a plant. I haven't, but I recently, like within the last couple months, I buy myself fresh flowers like every 2 weeks. Like they really do brighten up the space and just make it feel so much better. So that's a really great way. Lighting too. Do not keep your blinds closed. You know what I hate more than anything? And guys, like not to like call out guys, but for whatever reason, I noticed that they love to like keep the blinds closed during the day to like watch a movie. Like, people love watching movies in the dark, but for me, I cannot do it during the day. If the blinds aren't open, like, it makes me so depressed. I'm already thrown off. Yep. I cannot. Like, my blinds have to be open every
day. Have to be open. I'm the same way. That's the first thing that I do when I wake up is open all the blinds.
Yeah. Let the sunlight in. Even if it's not sunny, let natural light in.
Let natural light in. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I never understood people that could just leave their blinds closed all the time and sit in, like, that dark, just... stagnant, like I don't know, I hate it.
I need that, like, especially like being in the Midwest where it's cold and like kind of like dreary sometimes, like you can't always go outside, so you need something to like brighten up the space. I don't know how to explain it. It's just I feel so much better when I have
it's like a instant mood booster. Really? Oh, also, having circular tables, like, in the living room as your coffee table is also, like, a really great way to keep the good energy flowing. Because when you have squares or rectangles, the corners, like, cut the space and energy more.
I forgot about that one. Thank God I do have a circle one. It's in my car right now. I have a circular coffee table.
You do, I thought so. And that's the one that you, it's, like, gold and, right?
No, it's a white one. It's a white one. Mm-hmm. Unless you're thinking of another one. Maybe I have something else.
But is that the one you had in the apartment in Naperville? Mm-hmm. Okay, it is.
Okay, yeah, that one. It's like white and glass. It's just...
Yeah, the next time I have my own place, I'm definitely going to get a circular coffee table.
And there's something about headboards. A difference between a fabric headboard and a wooden headboard.
Oh, really?
You'll have to look it up because I forgot.
Which one's better? I feel like fabric.
I want to, there's specific reasons. I don't think one is good and one is necessarily bad. I think they have their positives. Like if,
they each serve their own purpose.
Yes, but I think, I want to say that a wooden headboard is like good for like support.
Yeah.
But then there's always like a caveat to that, I guess. Like you can have a certain headboard, but, like, only if you're up against a wall. If you're up against a window, then you need, like, the wood or, like, something like that. There's so many different details.
Oh, yeah. It gets really specific.
It gets really specific. Like, okay, well, if you're, like, on this side of the wall. But, I mean, I guess it's good because then you can... Not everybody's, like, house or apartment or room or whatever is going to be, like, set up to be the best for feng shui. So you just have to work with what you have.
You can't incorporate every little thing, but like the more you can do, the better. And I think headboards in general probably are better for feng shui because you do have that support.
Right.
Like, I mean, I just personally don't like beds without it, and it reminds me of college. So but that's an interesting point. I'm going to have to look that up. And then also with like kitchen tables, they say it's really, especially for families, it's good to have circular too because nobody's the head of the table.
Ooh.
So it already destabilizes that other energy too.
See, like when you hear the explanation, it's like that makes so much sense. Like it's weird to think also that like your furniture is literally giving off energy too. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, like, because like sometimes when you rearrange too, like your space can feel so much better.
Yeah.
You feel like that new energy. Oh, like, it's just, it's awesome. Decluttering and organizing also helps to get rid of just that stagnant energy.
Oh,
like
that's
just, I can't keep, what's the word? Pressing on that enough.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Stagnant energy within your home. Let's get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Feels so good to organize. Maybe do it like 4 times a year, once every quarter,
exactly.
Or like every season.
Do like a deep clean, like that. I loved when my mom would like clean the house, like declutter, organize everything. Like she would do it often, like maybe 4 times a year. I don't know, like do a big cleaning spree or something,
right.
And like the energy is just like uplifted and
you
like,
felt it.
You
felt that living in the house.
Yeah,
like, it totally makes a difference.
It does.
I
it
love
really does.
Cleaning. It's just very therapeutic
it
to
is.
Me. I don't deep clean as much as I used to,
right.
But every now and then when I feel like I need to like release some pent up energy,
exactly,
cleaning is such a good way to do that.
Oh yeah.
And And I feel like a lot of people too, like when we were locked down for 2 months, like couldn't go anywhere, a lot of people were like forced to like organize and declutter.
Yeah, take care of your space because people were like, oh, well, now I'm literally stuck in this environment. And so people were more like into, maybe that's why like we're all of us, everybody's all into like their energy and like their surrounding and their environment, because we were literally forced to be stuck in it. And you really like got to see what your space was like giving back to you, like the energy it was putting back to you. And you're like, okay, well, I need to make a change because I'm literally stuck in this environment.
Right. As much as I've hated COVID, it has also done good. Like, it really has brought so many things to the surface. It shifted people in a better direction. Oh, it's given us time to think.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that is one of them. Even being in lockdown, being stuck in your own space. Okay, now people have nothing to do but to like organize it. So, but let's keep that going. You know, like
keep up with it for sure.
And another big one, limiting electronics in the bedroom.
I've heard of that. I'm bad at like the phone thing because my phone is always like right next to me.
Yeah, mine too. Like I use it as an alarm clock. I think like they recommend like not having a TV in the bedroom, computers, like all of that. And I think it really is true. Like it disrupts your sleep.
It does. Like, so when I, okay, when you fall asleep, do you like to have the TV on in the background?
Me neither.
I like silence because maybe it's just like the energy that's just like, it is distracting. It really is. Well, it's such a bright
light. I just personally like to sleep with pitch black. I don't need the light from the TV, but nor is it good because I have gone through phases where I sleep with it on. It wakes me up in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
I just like, I like pitch black. Not like dead quiet, but I put my fan on. Like I just need like that little background noise and that is it. Then I'm good.
Yeah. I need to get like a wave, like a sound machine or something. I want to try that out.
My mom had one there. Yeah, that's like perfect if you don't necessarily want a fan.
Right, yeah. I definitely want to do that because Mateo likes to sleep with the TV on. And I
see that's also hard too when like you're
With a significant other and you're both like
different sleeping habits.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like I actually sleep a lot different than most people. Like a lot of people like the fan on them. I'm trying to think of something else. They have trouble falling asleep. Like I'm so lucky that most of the time I don't. So like I can lay my head on the pillow. I love to burrow. Like I'll sleep with like three blankets on. Like I have to feel like enough weight is on me when I sleep.
Me too.
I don't like a fan on me. Not even like a little bit. If I even feel the slightest breeze on my face, I like freak out. Yeah, like I hate it. No TV, pitch black. But Tim, on the other hand, who is my ex-boyfriend, he didn't even like having a blanket on him, needed the fan blowing directly on him, and I was just like, okay, like here I am burrowing with like a million blankets.
Yeah, that's literally, maybe it's just, I mean,
why do guys tend to run more hot than
I was
girls?
Just gonna say like, that, like, I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I feel like that literally is just how guys are, except for Jake, my little brother burrows. He's a burrower just like us. He literally calls it nesting.
Aww.
And I think
I love it.
Yeah, that's how I just love to be under a million blankets and just like be so cozy. But I want to try a weighted blanket.
Yeah, to see I heard that, good things
like,
about those.
Yeah, because it's supposed to help with, like, anxiety and stuff. Like it's good for a lot of things, but just because, like, we like to be under a million blankets, like,
I have to.
It might feel good. I really want to try a weighted blanket.
Yeah, but I think you either have your burrowers or your, like, people that need to cool off and have a fan on them.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so speaking of, like, having those differences, like, when you go to sleep, how do you guys come to a compromise?
So, I don't know. I feel like maybe sometimes I'll just be, like, so tired that I don't care. But then other times I'm like, okay, I really, like, my energy is calling me to be like, can we, like, really please sleep with the TV off? Like, I feel like it's just, like, a push and pull. I don't know. Maybe now that we're going to be, like, officially living together full time, it'll be maybe a conversation. Because, I mean, obviously it should be. Like, I want him to be fulfilled, I guess, with his energy.
Yeah.
And then I want to also be comfortable, too. But
what about an eye mask? Have you tried sleeping with one of those?
Those just distract me, honestly. I've tried them for, like, headaches and stuff, too. But then they just, like, fall off. And it's just, like, I'm moving it around.
Tight,
it's
like,
just
you feel the pain. I wouldn't like that either.
Yeah. I don't know. I just I feel like, it's going to be a journey. I'll keep you updated on how that goes.
Oh, my God. Those are things I, like, forget about. Like, now that I'm not in a relationship, like, I can just have my way all the time when I go to sleep.
Exactly.
But when you have a partner, like, you really have to compromise and consider that.
Yeah.
It's, like, those little quirks that drive you crazy.
I know. Exactly. But...
Okay, and then, so, we're finishing up here with the feng shui, but speaking of the bedroom, too, it's said that having two nightstands on each side of the bed is, like, really good for balancing.
When I was thinking about, okay, what are different things that I could talk about, that was one thing that I was like, oh, I need to bring up the nightstands, because you're supposed to have the matching, like, the his and hers or whatever, to bring in, like, energy, mm-hmm. to have, like a relationship or something like that, instead of just like having one.
They say it's important to do when you're single because it can attract a partnership, and then when you are in a relationship, it's balancing, it's equal, like you have your two people, whatever. So that's like a really good thing, and then incorporating all the elements of nature, so earth, water, air, and fire, like somehow doing that in your home is really good. So for the fire aspect, that would be burning candles. I love nothing more than a good candle. Oh my God, I could buy a million of them. I love the ambiance. Obsessed. One of my guilty pleasures.
Yep.
And then candles. For water, aquariums or little fountains. Earth would be the flowers or the plants. And then for air, just having some sort of feather could
a
be
feather.
Like,
okay. So how would you incorporate that?
Just as, like, a decoration. Like, my mom had, like, a peacock feather in one of her plants.
Yeah,
or even
okay.
just, like, buying a white feather. I don't know. I read it. It's just kind of
I feel like,
out there.
Though, I feel like there's probably, like, blogs or, like, I don't know, articles on this, like, that would give you a list of, like, all the different ways. I feel like I want to look that up before I officially move so that I can make sure that I'm, like, fulfilling all of the
elements. You're going to have the most peaceful, perfect, feng shui out space.
I feel like I deserve it after my crazy living situation the last couple of years. I am just like, you know what?
Crazy.
I'm going to make sure that it is literally
like you
to
literally
a T.
were sleeping on a couch sharing an apartment with your brothers, and then we're in South Carolina, which is better because you had your own room, but still we're, you know, all the way
back
over
and
there.
Forth. Then I was in Texas. I've just been all over the place. I cannot wait to like nest
you
and
need
like
to feel
make
grounded.
My little home. Exactly.
I wonder if your root chakra is not balanced.
It's probably
you
off.
Need to go. That's what I keep saying. Go to a Reiki master. Figure out what chakra needs to be balanced.
Exactly.
So those are all like the positive aspects of feng shui and how to bring in the good energy. And then there's some don'ts, which can create like more negative energy, I guess. So they say not to place your bed under a window or in front of a door. Like, don't have it directly across.
The door. Yep.
Yeah, like, I don't know who would want to have their bed right by the door. That just sounds terrible.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, like, have your feet towards the door. It's like, it's symbolic of, like, a casket, maybe? Or maybe that's the footboard. I don't know. Something is, like, has to do with death.
Really? Yeah, it gets pretty intense.
It does. Like, it really does.
I just am, like, scratching the surface.
Oh, I know. I only just remember, like, little bits. But, yeah, there's a whole other world out there with feng shui.
I know. Like,
really
Asian
is.
Cultures, they literally build and do interior design all, like, to the degree. Like, to the...
Seriously.
Like, 12 degrees north, this has to be placed here. I'm like, oh, God. So, also empty picture frames around the house are not
good. Who would have that?
Okay, so when Tib and I lived in Seattle, I got mad at him, and I, like, took one of our pictures out of the frame, and it sat empty. Like, why did I do that? But then I did realize, like, it makes a difference. Like,
it
don't
does.
Have empty picture frames. Either don't have them out at all, or make sure there's a picture in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, blocking the front door with shoes or items.
Oh.
I hate that. I cannot stand to walk in, and there's just a bunch of shoes everywhere. I don't like having to walk around things.
Nope.
It instantly just, no.
And don't you want, like, the front door to be inviting? Like,
Who wants to trip over stuff and walk over it? And then you're instantly, like, annoyed, you know? Like,
and then you see it, too. Like,
I hate that. It's harder with, like, families because everyone just kicks their shoes off.
Right.
But, like, making a point to just not have all the shoes right by the door.
Ugh. Yeah. Nope.
Oh, it's saying don't have clothes. clocks in the kitchen. Like, obviously the clock on your stove, but, like, right. if you have, like, a separate clock in there, it's, right. like, not supposed to be good. Speaking of which, there's one in my dad's apartment, and I was not happy. I told him we should take it down, but...
Did you take it down?
No, because it's, yeah, can't. Well, whatever. But I noticed, I was like, oh my god, that's in my own kitchen. Like, that sucks. Right? This is why I need my own place. Oh, not to put work items in the bedroom. So
oh, paperwork,
briefcase, computer, like, do not bring it in the bedroom.
See, again, this is, like, back to the whole quarantine thing. People, like, that energy was so alive and present because, okay, we all ended up living, sleeping, working yeah. out, like, in one frickin' area.
And a lot of times with other people, too.
Exactly.
Like, I had to do my work in my bedroom because my dad was working from home in the living yep. room, and then his girlfriend was working from home
yeah.
in the kitchen.
And so it became so, like, noticeable, like, oh my gosh, like, why am I so stressed? Because everything is mashed together. That is a big one.
Yeah, so if mm-hmm. you can, like, I know a lot of people are working from home, don't bring it in the bedroom, have, like, a separate space.
Right.
And then, oh, leaving closet doors open when you sleep.
Oh, yeah, I like it shut.
Right, me too. I think that's kind of a natural thing a lot mm-hmm. of people do, but mm-hmm. if you don't, I recommend closing it.
What is it? Do you know why?
I don't know what, like, some of these reasons are. There's reasons for everyone. I didn't write them down.
Yeah.
I should have. I just know they are things
you should do
that...
a full episode explaining them, because there's so many, like, nuggets of information that is so shocking. Like, and we
yeah.
all are, like, offenders to it, like... Because we just don't know about it.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I should. Maybe I'll dedicate an episode solely, like, to very specific, like,
yeah.
pieces of feng shui. And then also, like, placing certain crystals in areas, like, in a door frame or by a window or by your bed. Like, placing certain ones,
mm-hmm.
like, are supposed to amplify that energy more. So, don't have very many specifics. Like, the only ones I
right.
know, they say, like, to put carnelian... by the bedroom, because that has to do with, like, sexual energy, so
okay.
it can be good for partners.
Yeah.
Having rose quartz in the bedroom to attract a relationship.
Okay.
Same with, like, the two nightstands.
Mm-hmm.
I think it mentioned clear quartz in your front door entry, because
okay.
that is good at keeping that energy, like, dispelling the negative energy.
Okay.
That's really all I have, like, as far as that, but like I
yeah.
said, I could maybe
do
an episode that dives deeper into it.
Because there's a lot. And random things that, like, a clock in your kitchen, people would be like, what? I have a clock in my kitchen that you just,
yeah.
like, don't know about.
That
I know. It's
I really wish
sucking
I
your energy.
The reasoning behind it.
Hmm.
I can't, but...
It's sucking the energy out of
here. If anyone wants to Google it, I'm going to Google it after we're done, because
yeah.
now I'm like, curious.
I know.
But there is, like, I wrote them down because there really is, like, a reason behind each
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah.
So many things. So we're going to wrap up that, but I hope that you all enjoyed our little tidbits about spirituality and all the ways to manifest your best life. I kind of, like, hate that saying. I don't really know how else to...
I mean,
living your best life, like,
but
it's just
true.
So cliche.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to coin a new term.
Yeah,
but...
we will, because I don't want to, like, keep using that. But anyways, bringing in the good energy,
yeah.
getting out the bad, so many good ways to do
mm-hmm.
it. As you can see, I have influence and have influenced McKenna,
mm-hmm.
and she's just one of my favorite people to talk about it with, aka my spirit animal. She's my first guest. I was very excited to have her on, and she did awesome.
Thank you. It was so fun. This is, like, I love it. Just, like, this is so normal. We're just, like, talking, spitballing it all. This
right?
is us.
Normal
yeah.
conversation with us, but
exactly.
at the same time, helping people and
oh, yeah.
bringing more positivity into the universe.
Yeah.
Because we could all use that.
Yeah. Especially 2021. We need it.
Right. So, yes, it was so nice having you. I had so much
Thank
fun
you.
Talking about all the things, and I'll definitely have you on again. We'll have to
yes.
figure out what to talk about next.
Oh, so much.
Best of luck with your move in Austin.
Thank
Cannot
you.
Wait to visit.
Thank
sending
you.
Sending all the love and sending all the love to you guys. So that wraps up Fire and Flare, and I hope you all have a great week. Bye.